This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I've got a short story I'd like to share with you. We have a mutual friend, you and I, and he has a doctor in front of his name. His wife has doctor in front of her name, and they have a medical practice about 50 miles away from us. And this particular doctor and instructor and I have been working together. I've been helping him with his farm. And there's some things that I've been showing him how to do. For example, he had a problem with his plumbing on the farmhouse, and I taught him about PEX plumbing and why pipes break and so forth. And he had some wiring concerns, and so he and I've been in his house, and it's a very, very complex system. It had three or four generations of wiring in the house. And he brought in an electrician. The electrician walked out, said, you know, just couldn't entertain even helping him resolve some of the issues. So I've been helping him and teaching him about wiring and Ohm's law and even fixing his driveway. They had a washout with one of our storms here in Missouri. And so I recommended that he bring in a certain kind of stone. And I showed him how to use his tractor to with his front end loader to smooth out the driveway. And here's the whole point of this. I got a call from him 2 days ago. His wife, who I mentioned is also a doctor, said, why don't you call Vinny and tell him what happened? So he called me, and he said, I saved $400. And I said, great, tell me about it. So he said that, well, in his medical practice in the city, one of the fluorescent lights that they have many of overhead failed. So he asked one of his employees to call the electrician. And so she called the electrician and reported back to him that the electrician was busy. He said, call him back and tell him never mind. Meaning, you know, he probably didn't say it quite that way, but, you know, thanks, but we'll take care of it ourselves. What he did was he felt that with the training that I gave him, the hands-on, and when I showed him how to do things, I would say, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's why we're going to do it. Here's the screwdriver. And, you know, he would actually turn the screwdriver, and he would do it, and I would stand next to him. Now, it took longer than if I did it by myself because I was in the teaching mode. Well, what happened was he called me to tell me that he became empowered. So when his driveway washed out, he brought in some more stone, and he called the stone company, brought in more stone, called his neighbor, borrowed his neighbor's Bobcat with a front-end loader, and spent, you know, half a day rebuilding his driveway, 36 tons of stone. And so here is how empowerment works, Dr. Shealy. And the reason I'm telling you this is he told me that he went to Lowe's, and he figured out that he needed a ballast for his fluorescent light. But he didn't want to buy one because it was less expensive each if you bought a four-pack. So he figured that they're going to fail some more, and he's going to be up there on the ladder fixing more ballast. And the whole point of this little discussion, Dr. Shealy, is that that's what we're doing. Medically, you are empowering people to take care of their own health. That's what we do here at USA Prepares. And I want to thank you for doing that.
Fabuloso. That's a tag.
So, well, you know, I get these calls from our doctor friend, and you know, he shows me the ladder, and he's making planks to he's building like scaffold pieces, and he's up there, he's doing all kinds of cool mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, and road work things. It is just awesome, and it just makes me feel so good to know that we're having, you know, some impact in that arena, that it's working. Now, it's not for everybody, because everybody's not listening to what we talk about, but those who do, I think, are becoming more and more empowered to do things. So, and I have one more story to share with you, and I think it has to do with steroids. So yesterday, I was working on the John Deere tractor, and it's a 1984 or 85 model, and it has a cab, and I'm going to be baling hay tomorrow. And so I was working on the air conditioning system, and I went to get a part at the local chain store, auto parts place, about 20 miles from our house. So I went in, and there were a bunch of customers all lined up at the counter, and all the salespeople were busy behind the counter helping all these customers. And it became my turn. And I said, I called them up, and I said, "Do you have this particular part?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Would you hold it for me?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "What is the price?" And they said, $134.99. I said, "Great, I'll be there in about 20 minutes." So I arrived, and I waited my turn. And when it became my turn, they said, you're the guy who wanted that part, right? And I said, "Yeah, that's great. I'm Vincent." They said, "Great, we have it." And they put it on the counter. And I said, "Let me ask you a question." And I don't know if this is the steroids talking or whether it's just me. And I said, "Help me understand this. I've been a customer. I've had a commercial account for 8 to 10 years. And when I open this, and this is where I can charge, and you send me a bill. And I have a lift at our shop, and we help people, and we buy a lot of stuff from you guys. But I'm paying the same price that everybody else pays. But I have a commercial account." And then they began to explain to me that, well, it's policy, and it depends on how much volume you use and, you know, you spend. And I said, "But I've been a customer for 8 to 10 years. They said, "Well, you know, we have to review your account from time to time." I said, "Yeah, you've been telling me that for years. And I never seem to get the discount. So what's up?" And so they told me about policy. And I said, so I leaned back and I pointed out the window at the AutoZone store across the road, their competitor. I said, "You know, if I go over there, I get 10% off everything. As a matter of fact, they'll give me halfway between Rock Auto's price and their price, which is even lower than 10%. It's more like 25% off if I ask for it. They'll do that." And they said, do you know why, Vincent? Do you know why they do that?" I said, "Because they want my business." And so we get into this discussion, and Dr. Shuley, I'm getting more and more forceful, saying, "I don't understand. I don't understand why you guys aren't taking care of me better." And I said, "You know I like you guys, but you know they AutoZone likes me too, and they're willing to give me a better price." And so finally, I said, "Am I in the wrong store?" Now, Dr. Shuley, my question to you is, I convinced them, and it wasn't like I was yelling. I wasn't, just using my normal tone of voice. But everybody in the store was paying attention to everything I said. And they're wondering, how come they're not getting better prices, too? So I wasn't really quiet. I was, you know, saying it so, you know, anybody who wanted to listen could listen. Ultimately, they decided they would give me 20% off. Is that the steroids, or is that me, Dr. Shuley?
As always, you're on it. Or right on.
Well, what I'm saying, Dr. Shuley, is I've had it. I absolutely have had it. You know, and I'm standing up for everything I think is right. I really am. I'm asking for things that I think I should be getting. I'm just not letting things go with people's mistakes. And so when I got home, I looked at the at the transaction receipt. And by the way, I happened to meet the manager of the store at that point. And I looked at, and they made a mistake in their favor. So I called up the manager and I said, I'm Vincent. Remember me? Oh, yeah. You were just here a couple minutes ago. I said, yeah. You know, help me understand. I'm looking at this this receipt. I think there's a mistake. Can you tell me if you intended to charge me what you did or you actually intended to charge me less? Can you help me with that? And the manager says, let me bring it up. Okay, what's the transaction number? He goes, you know what? You're right. We made a mistake. We should have caught that. We didn't catch that. So what I'm saying is, I'm less likely to let things go now. I want to resolve them very quickly, and I want to resolve them to everyone's satisfaction. But is that really the steroids, or do you think it's just the way I am, and it's just I'm getting older or something?
I just think it's reality.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know.
So we all should be doing this.
With detachment, without you don't have to be angry about it. Just this is a fact.
Right.
Are you
right.
willing to deal with it as a fact?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that, to me, that is a healthy way to do it.
Okay.
An unhealthy way is to let other people get take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. So we put an ad in the on the internet in Craigslist. We have a hay rake for sale. And I priced it at about 50% less than everybody else's. I don't want anybody to buy something from us and say, you know what, we paid too much. I don't want them to buy something and say, we coulda, shoulda, woulda, if we had known. I want them to be happy with it. So I'm willing to sell it for 50% less. It's used. Okay. And so I put this ad in the paper, and a guy called me up, and he said he wanted to come out and look at it maybe tomorrow. And I said, well, tomorrow's really kind of bad for me because we're going to be doing hay. Tonight would be good, and it was plenty of daylight. It was maybe 6 o'clock. He said, "Okay, okay." He'd come out, and he looked at it, and he hemmed and hawed, and so we agreed on a price of $1,000. It's very, very fair. Actually, it's low. And so we shook hands on, he said, "I want to write you a check." And I said, "Is it a local check?" And he said, "No, it's from Ohio." I said, "You know, I'd prefer." He was just moving to the area. And, you know, I didn't really have an address. And I said, you know, I prefer cash if that's okay with you. He said, okay, we can do that tomorrow. And so we agreed on a time. That was yesterday. And he was going to be there around noon after the broadcast. And no call, didn't show up. I called him, no answer. So I said to my son this morning, so if that guy calls and he wants to buy the hay, what do you think? He said, I'm busy.
Turnabout is fair play.
So the guy's not getting the rake. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about boredom, and how it's not good. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article about boredom. I can't imagine being bored, and we talked about this during the first hour. And I know you can't imagine being bored either, but this article talks about if a person has the wrong kind of boredom, it can make them tend to make them obese, self-destructive, sexually impotent, and it can lead to an earlier death. What are your thoughts about boredom?
Well, boredom to me is mental laziness, essentially. And I think it's preoccupation with not feeling good about yourself.
Low self-esteem.
Yeah, low self-esteem. And once that happens, everything goes to pot, so to speak.
Is that a woe is me kind of an attitude that a person who's
exactly
bored,
you know, they don't like me, I'm not good enough, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So what do we do about it?
Well, they are depressed. They are low in serotonin. And they have all kinds of other possible things. Air bliss and fire bliss both can help depression, which is an underlying, you know, preoccupation, if you will, or a precursor of boredom. It's a very complex thing. They need help, but I wouldn't go to an average physician or psychologist or psychiatrist for it.
Do you see And have you seen in your medical practice over the decades, Dr. Shealy, a link between boredom, low self-esteem, and lack of great health? Do you see, are they all tied together?
Yes, it's all part of the whole. I mean, Vince, to me, the most shocking fact of all facts that I know, which is a few, only 2.7% of Americans, 2.7, less than 3%, have the basic four health habits. The basics, no smoking, body mass index of 18 to 24, five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and exercise 30 minutes 5 days a week. That is essential for health. And only 2.7% of people have those habits. And that doesn't even include sleeping 8 hours a day.
You know, it's interesting what I've seen lately, Dr. Shealy. You know, I've been in many stores. I was in a couple of them yesterday. You know, I was in the auto parts store, as I mentioned. And so while I'm waiting, I started talking to the guy next to me. There was an old 1950s, 1960s Metropolitan automobile outside. You know, very rare vehicle. You hardly ever see one. I thought, you know, that guy was about the right age. I said, is that your Metropolitan out there? That's kind of neat. And it so happened that it wasn't. But, you know, I just started talking. I mean, we struck up this conversation. And, you know, for a couple minutes, we were buddies. And next door I went to, it was a farm and ranch supply outside of Springfield, and I needed to buy a couple pounds of various size washers, you know, for nuts and bolts. I just needed the washers, so I bought them, and I had a bag of me buy them by the pound. And so I was walking out of the store, and they had a sale on vegetable plants, tomatoes and peppers, and, you know, 50% off. And they looked like they were really wilted. So I was just kind of looking at them on the way out. And there was a woman about my age there. And I said, hi. Boy, it looks like these could use a little water, huh? She looked at me like, what's with you? Didn't say a word to me. It was like frosted that I had the nerve to say something, to engage in, you know, light, you know, conversation. But, you know, that's kind of what I do. I'm kind of a, you know, maybe I appear to be a happy guy as I travel, and I'm willing to talk to anybody. But I'm wondering if there are a lot of unhappy people around, because not everybody is. Dr. Shealy, here's the point. Nobody comes up to me and says, hey, you know, like I do to them.
Well,
am I out of order, or are they maybe
you're
depressed?
That tells you about the rest of the world, doesn't it?
You know, I'll get in a line for something, and, you know, I'll be waiting. I'll turn to the person behind me and say, I hope this is the longest line, because I, you know, that's the one I want to be in. And then we chuckle. But a lot of people just aren't happy. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Shealy is with us, medical doctor, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week, just go to normshealy.com, and it's free. And if you'd like to peruse his offerings, and like the Bliss Oils, the Magnesium Lotion and Spray, and some of the other products, and his youth formula, which I take daily, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy is with us every Wednesday, 2 hours, and has been for years. Dr. Shealy, I'm reading an article about, it's about the public health in England, and it's showing that syphilis cases have doubled from 2012. And
wow.
It talks about, it talks about why. And it seems that, well, there people are engaging in unsafe activities, and they have names for these activities called chem, C-H-E-M as in chemical, chem sex, the use of hookup applications, meaning telephone applications. If someone wants to have sex, they can get on their phone, use the application, and find someone who they don't know and have sex with that person, men with men and so forth. And they even have parties. They call them POZ, P-O-Z, P-O-Z parties, where people in HIV-positive men select sexual partners. So there are even applications where you can, well, expand the population of those with syphilis. It makes no sense to me why this is happening. But we have the highest, according to this post, it's called the telegraph.co.uk, syphilis cases hit the highest level since 1949 amid the rise in risky sex. Dr. Shealy, is for those of us who are not participating in this risky behavior, for those of us who don't want to get syphilis, are there precautions other than, you know, don't become involved in this behavior? Can we get syphilis through contact that's not sexual? Can someone who makes our sandwich at the local submarine sandwich shop, can we get syphilis from them, or does it have to be sexual in nature?
I think I'm about to throw up. You know, I often say these days I don't even like to shake hands with people.
Right, right.
The chances of getting syphilis other than having sex are low. Okay. I mean, it's a question of, you know, how it gets into the body, et cetera. But I'm amazed. I thought the Brits were much more conservative than we are, and maybe that kind of thing goes on in this country as well. But I don't understand. I mean, to me, having sex with someone you don't know would not be psychologically possible.
Mm-hmm. So let's. Here's what I was thinking, Dr. Shealy. So a guy's making a hamburger at the hamburger joint, and he has syphilis. He sneezes just as he's wrapping that hamburger, you know, to put on your tray so you can. I'm thinking of like a fast food joint. Okay, so he's going to wrap that hamburger, put it on the tray. It's going to be served to you, but he sneezes just before he wraps it, and so his bodily fluids end up on that hamburger from that sneeze. Do we have to worry about that, or are we relatively safe?
You're relatively safe, but it's okay. Still obviously possible. You know, you're getting into some pretty difficult territory. I am often appalled when I go to major meetings and I go in to urinate, okay, and I wash my hands. And I see people come out of the toilet and walk out of the room without washing their hands.
Right.
So there's all kinds of, you know, possibilities of all kinds of disease. I mean, most places have this sign, if you're an employee, you must wash your hands before returning to work. Well, to me, you don't have to be an employee. If you go to the bathroom, I don't care what you do at the bathroom or the toilet room, wash your hands.
Yes.
And so if a person doesn't wash their hands, there's all kinds of possibilities of contamination.
Dr. Shealy, one of the practices that I do, is if, and I don't like going to restaurants. I really don't, because I'm concerned about the kind of things that I just mentioned. But the first thing that I do is I will go into the men's room. The first thing. And based on how the men's room looks, I might stay or I might leave.
Oh, Vince, I love you.
Well, I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. And this is nothing that this is not something that I started this week. This has been going on for decades. And my logic is this. If the men's room is filthy, the kitchen isn't that far away.
Exactly.
If the men's room has paper towels on the floor, and if there's urine under the urinals, and if there's toilet paper, on the floor, if the sink is wet and filthy, I'm not staying. I mean, I've spent as much time as I'm going to spend there. I'm leaving. And I literally do that. So I literally base the entire decision on whether to stay or leave on the men's room. And if Mrs. Finelli is with me, she will check out the ladies' room. And then we'll compare notes. And then we'll decide if we're going to stay.
Now, I think that's smart. That's all I can say. Of course, I don't like to eat out either. I only do it primarily when I'm traveling.
So I was in the Chinese Factory Outlet, which is the name I use for Walmart, several weeks ago. I needed something, and they had it. And so I went in to the men's room, and I came out, and I asked for the store manager. And so I said, you guys have a rake? I think you're going to need a rake to clean the men's room. It looked like there was a paper fight in there. And, and I'm sure it's not the employees that are doing all of it. You know, they might participate in some of it. But it takes a lot of customers who have absolutely no concern for the next guy to leave paper towels, toilet paper all over the floor. And then I was in the men's room at Home Depot. Well, maybe the next week. And there was a guy in there, and we're washing our hands at the sink. And I said, so what do you think it is? I'm looking at all these paper towels that are thrown all around the trash basket, all around on the floor. Now, they didn't make it into the trash basket, and it's not all that hard to do because the paper towel dispenser is right near it. And I said, so what do you think it is? Do you think it's a hard shot to make? So this guy and I are talking in the men's room. It's like, yeah. I mean, there's no reason for people to... What is so hard about taking that paper towel that's in your hand right now and dropping it in the trash basket? What's so hard about that? What about the guy who's got, whose job it is to pick up all that stuff? How about some compassion for him or her if it's the ladies' room? I mean, really? I mean, are we that insensitive? Are we that me first that we just don't care about anything, anyone, anybody? It's an outrage. So I make it a point to say things and encourage people to do, the right thing, the decent thing. And I'm becoming more and more outspoken about it. So, class, you may want to do the same thing I do. Engage in conversation. Maybe we can clean up the planet just a little bit. Dr. Shealy, you and I talked about country living versus city living, and living longer and living healthier. Well, there's another article. It's unbelievable. Like a couple months, 6 months, a year, 2 years after we talk about these things, people are starting to catch on. I don't know if they're delayed in their response, whether they're listening to us and they decide maybe they'll write an article about it, or whether they're just catching on, a little late in the game. But there's an article that says, move to the countryside if you want to beat cancer. Rural living reduces the risk of dying from the disease by 29%, and it's all to do with the local GP, meaning general practitioner. I think that's part of it, Dr. Shealy. The article talks about, if you live in the countryside and you have a countryside doctor, your countryside doctor probably knows you better than the city doctor who doesn't get a chance to spend more than 7 minutes with you once in a while. Hardly knows you, has to read your chart to figure out who the heck you might even be. What do you think about that? You think that there's a relationship between living longer, surviving these very serious diseases, and the fact that maybe your doctor in the country might know you better than if you live in an urban environment?
Well, that's part of it. But, of course, there's additional information. There's good evidence that rats who are crowded have more illnesses, and living in a city is more crowded any way you look at it. So I wouldn't put it just on the fact that your country doc might be more attentive to you, but I think it's a combination of a total lifestyle.
There is a story that I started to read and didn't really get to, but the headlines were kind of like this. There's a person that is in France and is suing because of the quality of the air in France. The air, and if you know, I've been careful to look at images that I see on the internet. So let's say it's a distant shot from a city. When I mean shot, I mean photograph or image, camera-type picture. And what I've noticed is if there are images of Chicago, Paris, London, New York City, Los Angeles, if the shot includes a picture of the skyline, what you'll see is haze, which is really pollution, like a dome, literally a dome of tannish, grayish, brownish pollution over the city, which everyone gets a chance to breathe. Literally, it's a dome. And I believe, Dr. Shealy, isn't that what you're talking about? That's another part of it,
pollution,
along with the electromagnetic radiation and pollution. Yeah. Kyle in Montana is coming.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Chile is with us, medical doctor, joining us right now. Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares Instructor. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. Dr. Chile, I got a couple of questions real quick. I know we're at the end of the program. Is there a real reason why when, like somebody from the country like Vince or me or maybe Joey, one of those guys, travel into town, that we get these feelings of wanting to become cannibals?
I think that's the same thing I was talking about when we studied on rats years ago. Crowding.
Yeah.
Makes me crazy.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about thumbnails. I'll jump around here a little bit. And I was noticing, I started looking at mine when I did this, and it's kind of got a really slight wavy color, I mean, wavy texture to it. And only on the thumbnail does the white part of the thumb, it's about halfway across my nail. The rest of the nails on the rest of my hands just barely show. I mean, just, you know, maybe an eighth of an inch at the most. And I was curious, is there any kind of a medical condition that would show up just with those two things?
Not that I know of, Kyle. But, you know, a standard Kim panel would answer that question for you.
I get all these thoughts on different things throughout the week, and I keep thinking, man, you know, I'm going to ask Dr. Sheely about that on Wednesday, and then I forget about a lot of them. But I was just more curious about that that cannibalistic feeling, because you go into town and
you just think they want to run.
When they talk about useless eaters, you know, I started to turn that around. Like, you know, maybe they're just waiting to be eaten, you know. There's a whole bunch of people in town there that look like that.
I'm with you.
Hey, anyway, no big deal. I just called to say hi to Vince and ask you this about because I've tested everything else, you know, and even though I've had blood tests done and stuff and showed a few allergies to like dairy and a few things like that. But other than that, I've tried to cut that a lot back. And
Kyle,
working out. Right.
How are you doing since your surgery?
I am doing extremely good, Vince. My physical therapist, I had my knee replaced. That's the surgery. But my physical therapist said I was the new standard now because he had never had anybody in 8 weeks reach within 2 degrees of his unoperated leg in motion in 8 weeks. He said in 25 years of doing it, he had never done that. He had never had that. So it's been a real blessing. And one of the best things he ever told me when we first started doing physical therapy was that, you know, if it wasn't that you would whine and cry and scream, he said, I could actually lay you on your stomach, take your ankle and push it all the way to your rear. And, you know, once you put it in that terminology, it's like, if all I've got to do is put up with pain to get the motion, that's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. And so I'm back up. I'm walking like crazy. Like I've been working. We got all 8 beds of our garden ready, plus I built another greenhouse over some corn in one of the beds, and we've got our whole greenhouse planted and you know, just going like gangbusters here.
It's too bad. Are you a little bored with life?
You know, Dr. Shuley, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, are you allergic to boredom, Kyle?
I am so allergic to boredom. I am so OCD anti-boredom, I can't hardly stand myself sometimes.
Do you have a list that's longer than you can complete?
Yep, it makes my arm hurt holding it.
Dr. Shuley,
three nuts of a kind.
I have a quick question for Dr. Shuley relating to Kyle. For his continued improvement in health, is there anything that he should be taking, any supplements that you recommend that will help him increase at an increasing rate?
Well, I definitely think the Kyani Triangle would be at the top of my list.
Okay. K-Y-A-N-I. And that's what Dr. Shuley's talking about. Anything else, Dr. Shuley?
No, I think he's obviously doing the right thing already.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Kyle in Montana. Yeah. Dr. Norman Shuley, thank you for being with us. Thank you for dispensing your medical advice and counsel. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.